Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Actresses Lena Dunham and Jemima Kirk created a stir recently when they posed in lingerie on Instagram. The ads were for a company that forbids Photoshop. Model Ashley Graham is a plus-sized model who made the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. Singer Alicia Keys has said she will not wear makeup in order to not have to fit the mold of the music business. But there's also millions of Americans who struggle with body dysmorphic and eating disorders, and sometimes they can be deadly. And what role do media, especially social media, play in how we think about ourselves? We're talking body shaming, the media, and eating disorders on today's American Cafe. Have you ever looked at yourself and felt dissatisfied with what you saw? Stand in the checkout line of any U.S. grocery store and the magazine covers will show you fit, hard, beautiful bodies or tell you how to get one. Advertisements use beautiful men and women to sell clothes, cologne, cars, and other products. Sitcoms make overweight people the clowns or the butts of jokes. And sometimes even well-meaning comments can hurt. All this can combine into what's called body shaming. What exactly is that? To find out more, I spoke with Shayla Holub of the University of Texas at Dallas. She says body shaming can come from both the inside and the outside.
Regardless of your actual weight status, you can start to think that you not like your appearance, think that you're not the right weight. So you might think that you want to be thinner, for example, if you're taking on that sort of thin idealization. So that's sort of the personal body dissatisfaction. And on the other hand, we have the sort of fat shaming. I like to call it weight prejudice, right? There are so many prejudices that people hold that they know they can't even say to people anymore, or they shouldn't. But fat shaming or weight prejudice is one of those prejudices that people have not realized is not okay.
The shaming can lead to a sense of dissatisfaction, which can sometimes lead to more serious problems, like an eating disorder. Dr. Lisa Lillenfeld is a professor at Argosy University here in Washington. She is also the former president of the Eating Disorders Coalition for Research, Policy, and Action. She said that body shaming, especially when coupled with other emotional vulnerabilities, can put someone on a destructive path.
For those who have some particular vulnerabilities, it can put them at risk for pretty serious things like eating disorders, depression, self-injury, suicide, if they have enough of the other vulnerability factors. And this sort of event or events can kind of push them over the threshold.
Kirsten Hagland is Miss America 2008. For her, it was the desire to be thin for something she really loved, ballet dancing, that led to her eating disorder.
And so I started to restrict my food intake, and that just, it was never enough. And I kept trying to lose more and more weight and try to get thinner and thinner. And it really became not just about the food and the weight, but really about being happy, pleasing other people, and being able to control my life. And I thought, if I could be thin enough to be a professional dancer, then I'll be able to control my life and I'll be able to know what's going on.
Kirsten found herself anorexic and had to walk away from ballet. As part of her recovery, she became involved in pageants and at age 19 won the Miss America crown. And she made helping other people with eating disorders her cause, both when she wore the crown and after. Lisa Morgan is a social worker with the Walden Behavior Care Services in Massachusetts. She told me that social media and the instant feedback of your peer group can put people at risk for an eating disorder.
Young impressionable people as well as adults are judging themselves based on how many likes they get or what people are saying in response to what they post. So, it's instant and it's constant. It's not just looking through a magazine or watching TV and wishing that you could be like somebody, that's unattainable. It's about every day, every minute of every day being judged, just basically judged.
Crystal Andrus Morissette was a fitness model in the Miss Galaxy pageant, but that left her empty. So she decided that getting married and having children was the answer, and she put on more than 45 kilograms of weight. She said she was happy, but then decided her obesity was a bad example for her daughters, so she dropped almost all the weight she had gained. Eventually, she found a happy medium, not fitness model thin, but not obese. She told me that accepting herself was a key factor in finding happiness.
For me, what I made a decision was, it sounds insane, but it so served me. I'm not saying I'm very healthy, but I will not make a conscious choice to lose any weight until I can love myself as I am right now at this weight.
Claire Misko is the CEO of the National Eating Disorders Association. She said that for those who were battling body shaming or eating disorders, asking for help early is the key to recovery.
Early intervention is so, so critical in eating disorders. You know, the longer someone is struggling, the more entrenched the behavior becomes and the harder the eating disorder is to treat. So when the first signs of obsession and the first signs show up, that's really the point to reach out for help. Or if you're concerned about someone who's struggling, you know, to confront that and to offer to help the person and express your concern.
Janine Gailey is an associate professor of sociology and women's studies at Texas Christian University. She says that celebrities like Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer coming out against body shaming is helpful, but a deeper change is needed in American society.
When it's coming from, you know, people who are famous and also quite, you know, attractive. Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer are, they're not just average, everyday folks. And so it can be helpful, but it's going to have to be more than that. It's going to have to be something that gets into really the kind of the ethos of our society for, I think, really to be a big effect.
All the people I spoke with said that reaching out for help is crucial, especially if your thoughts have gone from struggling with your self-image to a medical condition or an eating disorder. There is much more to hear from my guests. You can find links to their entire interviews on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can post your comments about our show and find links to help if you're struggling with body image problems or with an eating disorder. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.